And now this is a dictation for Richard McMahon, MC, MAHON, January 1744, addresses a letter to Dr. Jeffrey, Jeffrey Stowitz, Stowitts, 616-754-7110. Dear Dr. Stowitz, a follow-up for Mr. McMahon, advanced renal failure, CHF, atrial fibrillation, pain cytopenia, last visit in March, comes in person, denies hospital admission, uses a cane, chronic dyspnea, and rest and or activities, however, no oxygen inhalers or sleep apnea machine, cough clear to yellow, clear to yellow, no hemoptysis, no gross orthopnea PND, has atrial fibrillation but denies palpitations, chest pain or syncope, no vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding, decreased urine flow but no cloudiness or blood or retention, bilateral cataracts done without any side effects, Dr. O'Grady, O-G-R-A-D-Y, underlying cirrhosis, enlarging of the spleen, pain cytopenia, however no peritonitis, encephalopathy or active gastrointestinal bleeding, has chronic tinnitus, is going to see ENT. For atrial fibrillation, he's contemplating Watchman procedure, but I'm not sure he's a candidate. Next paragraph, medication list review, anticoagulation Eliquis, blood pressure Lasix, enalapril. Today, blood pressure 122/46 on the right side, weight 214. No localized valves, but distant, no pleural effusion consolidation, has atrial fibrillation, rate appears to be less than 90, no pericardial wrap, there is a loud systolic murmur, overweight of the abdomen without ascites tenderness, 2 plus edema bilateral. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is July, creatinine 2.1, appears to be baseline for a GFR of 31, stage 3B, a normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 21 with a high chloride 112, low albumin, corrected calcium in the low side, phosphorus normal, pain cytopenia, low white blood cell 3000, anemia 7.3, MCV 96, platelet 100. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or decompensation of volume overload. Next number, pain cytopenia in a person who has documented alcoholic liver cirrhosis and enlargement of the spleen. He denies active bleeding. Next number, prior alcohol abuse, discontinued many years back. Next number, atrial fibrillation anticoagulated. Next number, iron deficiency on top of the pain cytopenia. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next number, aortic valve disease, clinically stable. Next number, continue to monitor chemistries, no indication for dialysis as indicated above. We do dialysis for symptoms and GFR less than 15. He has poor nutrition. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. There has been no need for potassium changes. And at this point, no need for bicarbonate replacement. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation.